This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent v. Shyheim El-Mumin, Appellant, decided September 23, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, No. ED112755, Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis VI. Honorable Annette Llewellyn, Shyheim El-Mumin, Appellant, filed September 23, 2025. Defendant Shyheim El-Mumin appeals the trial court's judgment entered on a jury verdict, finding him guilty of 2 counts of first-degree assault, 2 counts of armed criminal action, 1 count of unlawful use of a weapon, and 1 count of first-degree property damage. The trial court sentenced defendant as a persistent offender to a total of 17 years imprisonment. Worst defendant asserts 3 points of alleged trial court error. He first challenges the trial court's admission of testimony from a firearm examiner. Defendant then alleges the trial court severally erred in finding that he was a persistent offender. One specifically, the trial court sentenced defendant to a 12-year term of imprisonment on each of the 2 first-degree assault counts, counts 1 and the 3. On the corresponding armed criminal action counts, counts 2 and I-4, the trial court sentenced defendant to a 5-year term of imprisonment on each count. The trial court sentenced defendant to a 15-year term of imprisonment on the unlawful use of a weapon count, count V, noting that in keeping with the statutory guidelines of Section 571.030, the 15-year sentence would be without probation or parole. Lastly, the trial court sentenced defendant to a 7-year term of imprisonment on the property damage count, count 7. The trial court ordered the sentences for the assault, unlawful use of a weapon, and property damage counts, counts 1, 3, V, and 7, to run concurrent to each other. As to the 2 armed criminal action counts, counts 2 and I-4, the trial court ordered that the sentences run concurrent to each other, but consecutive to the assault counts, counts the 1 and 3. Count 6, unlawful possession of a firearm, was severed prior to trial. 2. Factual and procedural background. The charges in this case stem from a shooting at a Taco Bell drive-thru in St. Louis. Around midnight on June 27, 2023, a couple drove to a Taco Bell and pulled into the drive-thru to order food. They saw a red car facing the wrong direction in the drive-thru. The car sat there facing them for a short time before slowly backing up. The car then slowly moved forward, and the couple heard gunshots and saw the flash of a gun. The couple ducked down in their car and called 911. Once they realized the other car had pulled away, they left the Taco Bell and drove home. They observed gunshot damage to their car. Police arrived in response to the couple's 911 call, took the couple's statements, and photographed the 3 bullet holes in the couple's car. Based on the couple's statements, an officer canvassed the Taco Bell parking lot and located a shell casing on the ground next to the menu board in the drive-thru lane. About 2 hours after the shooting at Taco Bell, defendant was stopped for a traffic violation by a patrol officer in Granite City, Illinois. Defendant was driving a red car that was missing its bumper. The vehicle was registered to defendant and had a license plate mounted in the rearview window with the number DR30553. The officer asked defendant to exit the vehicle. As defendant did so, the officer noticed a spent shell casing on the driver's side floorboard. Defendant later told the officer that he had a gun in the car. The officer searched defendant's car and found a gun. The gun had an extended magazine containing 24 rounds. There was also a round in the chamber. There were 6 to 8 rounds missing from the magazine. The officer located 4 spent shell casings scattered throughout the vehicle. Detectives investigating the Taco Bell shooting pulled footage from cameras surrounding the crime scene. That surveillance footage showed a red car with no rear bumper pull into the Taco Bell drive-thru the wrong way and stop near the menu board around the time of the couple's 3911 call. The red car eventually backed up, then drove forward into an alley. The city's real-time crime center cameras showed the bumperless red car turn left out of the alley and pass through a nearby intersection. The car had an Illinois license plate with number DR30553, the same license plate number as on defendant's car. Detectives entered this information in a reporting system and quickly received a call from the Sheriff's Department in Madison County, Illinois, that they had stopped the suspect vehicle and had defendant in custody from the traffic stop. detectives interviewed defendant, who denied involvement in the shooting and claimed the couple was lying. The state laddie